Have you ever felt lost, overwhelmed, or unsure of your next step in life? Does the weight of your responsibilities sometimes feel too heavy to bear alone? My friends, today we explore the transformative power of leaning on God. We'll discover how surrendering our burdens to Him can lead to peace, purpose, and unshakable faith. Today, I will share three powerful perspectives on how we can truly lean on God in every aspect of our lives. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're a novice rock climber facing a steep cliff for the first time. The height is dizzying, the handhold seems scarce, and your muscles tremble with effort. You're tempted to give up, convinced you can't make it to the top. Then, you feel a gentle tug on the rope attached to your harness. Your experienced climbing partner calls out, "I've got you. Trust the rope and keep climbing." This climbing partner, my dear friends, represents God in our lives. When we lean on Him, we're not climbing alone. We're secured by His strength and guided by His wisdom. As we read in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." When we lean on God, we tap into a source of courage and power far greater than our own. We acknowledge that the climb might be tough, but we trust in the one who holds the rope. Leaning on God isn't giving up. It's recognizing His unfailing support and love for us. It's an act of faith that says, "Lord, I trust you to guide me to the summit." My friends, the cornerstone of leaning on God is trust. It's about building a foundation so strong that no storm can shake it. But how do we cultivate this deep, unwavering trust in our Creator? Let's explore this vital aspect of our faith journey. Trust begins with understanding God's character. Remember, He is not a distant, uncaring God, but a loving Father who desires the best for His children. Psalm 145, verse 9 tells us, "The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." This verse reveals the heart of our God, a heart full of goodness and mercy. When we truly grasp this truth, trusting Him becomes natural. Think about a child learning to swim. At first, they cling to the edge of the pool, afraid to let go. But as they feel the support of their instructor's hands, they slowly begin to relax. Eventually, they find joy in the water, confident in their instructor's presence. Our journey of trust in God follows a similar pattern. We may start hesitant, holding on to our own methods of control. But as we experience God's faithfulness, we learn to relax in His care. Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 encourages us. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." This scripture invites us to trust God, not just partially, but with all our heart. It's a call to surrender our limited understanding and embrace His infinite wisdom. When we acknowledge God in all our ways, we invite His direction into every area of our lives. Trusting God doesn't mean we'll never face challenges. In fact, our trust is often deepened through trials. Consider the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. Faced with a fiery furnace, they declared their trust in God, regardless of the outcome. Their unwavering faith not only saved them, but also glorified God before a pagan king. My dear friends, building trust is a process. It grows as we spend time in God's presence through prayer and studying His Word. As we meditate on His promises, our faith is strengthened. Romans.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
10 verse 17 reminds us, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The more we immerse ourselves in Scripture, the more our trust in God grows. Another key to developing trust is remembering God's past faithfulness. Take time to reflect on the ways God has come through for you before. Each answered prayer, each moment of guidance, each provision is a building block of trust. Psalm 77, verse 11, encourages this practice. "I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old." By recalling God's faithfulness, we build confidence for our present and future. Trusting God also means letting go of our need to control every outcome. It's surrendering our plans and embracing His perfect will for our lives. This can be challenging, especially when God's ways don't align with our expectations. Yet, Isaiah 55 verse 9 reminds us, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." When we trust God, we acknowledge His superior wisdom and plan. My friends, leaning on God through trust is not a one-time decision, but a daily choice. Each morning, we have the opportunity to renew our trust in Him. As we face challenges, we can choose to lean on His strength rather than our own. This consistent choice to trust transforms our relationship with God and our approach to life. Remember, God is not asking us to trust blindly. He has proven His trustworthiness through His Word, His actions in history, and His work in our own lives. As we lean on Him, we'll find He is more than capable of supporting us through every season of life. Trust also involves patience. Sometimes, God's timing doesn't match our expectations. We may feel like He's not responding to our prayers or that He's forgotten about us. But Habakkuk 2 verse 3 assures us, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." God's promises are sure, even when they seem delayed from our perspective. Trusting Him means holding onto hope, even in seasons of waiting. My dear friends, leaning on God isn't just about trust. It's also about surrender, surrendering our burdens. It's about letting go of the heavy loads we carry and allowing God to bear them for us. But how do we practically surrender our burdens to God? Let's explore this crucial aspect of leaning on Him. Surrender begins with acknowledging our limitations. We often try to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, believing we can handle everything alone. But Matthew 11, verse 28 invites us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This verse reminds us that God wants to relieve us of our burdens. He's not asking us to struggle alone. He's offering us His strength and rest. Think about a weary traveler carrying a heavy backpack. As they trudge along, each step becomes more difficult. Then, a kind stranger offers to carry the backpack for them. At first, the traveler hesitates, unsure about letting go of their possessions. But once they hand over the backpack, they feel an immediate sense of relief and freedom. This is what surrender to God feels like. We may hesitate to let go of our worries and problems, but when we do, we experience God's peace. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 encourages us, saying, "Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you." This scripture invites us to throw all our anxieties onto God. It's a vivid image of completely transferring our burdens to him. When we cast our cares on God, we're not just sharing them. We're fully releasing them into his capable hands. Surrendering to God doesn't mean we become passive or irresponsible. Instead, it means we stop trying to control everything and start trusting God's guidance. It's about aligning our will with his and allowing him to work through us. Galatians 2, verse 20 expresses this beautifully. The scripture says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." This verse describes a life fully surrendered to Christ, where our old self-centered nature is put to death and we live by faith in Jesus. Surrender also involves letting go of our plans and embracing God's purpose for our lives. We often hold tightly to our own ideas of how things should unfold. But Jeremiah 29, verse 11 reminds us, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's plans for us are good, even when they differ from our own expectations. Surrendering to his will opens us up to possibilities we may never have imagined. My friends, surrender is not a one-time event, but a daily decision. Each day, we face new challenges and temptations to take control back from God. But Romans 12, verse 1 urges us, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." This verse calls us to offer ourselves completely to God, day by day, moment by moment. It's a continual process of yielding our will to his. Surrendering to God also means letting go of our past mistakes and regrets. Many of us carry the weight of guilt and shame from things we've done wrong. But 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 assures us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." When we surrender our past to God, he makes us new. We don't have to be defined by our mistakes. We can embrace the new identity he gives us. Another aspect of surrender is releasing our fears about the future. It's easy to become anxious about what lies ahead, especially in uncertain times. But Philippians 4, verse 6 guides us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." This verse encourages us to replace our worries with prayer, surrendering our concerns to God. Surrender also involves letting go of our need for approval from others. We often seek validation from people, shaping our lives to meet their expectations. But Galatians 1 verse 10 challenges us, For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I still pleased men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. When we surrender to God, we prioritize His approval over that of others. This frees us to live authentically, guided by His truth rather than societal pressures. My dear friends, surrendering to God is not about losing ourselves, but about finding our true purpose in Him. It's about exchanging our limited strength for His infinite power. As we learn to surrender more fully, we'll discover a peace and joy that surpasses understanding. Remember, God doesn't force us to surrender. He gently invites us, waiting patiently for us to release our burdens into His loving hands. As we continue to lean on Him, may we find the courage to surrender more completely each day. My friends, as we learn to trust God and surrender our burdens to Him, we enter into a new way of living. We begin to walk in God's strength rather than relying solely on our own. But what does it mean to walk in God's strength, and how can we do it daily? Let's explore this transformative aspect of leaning on God. Walking in God's strength starts with recognizing our own weakness. We often try to face life's challenges through sheer willpower, but this approach inevitably leads to burnout. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 offers a powerful perspective. And He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for My strength is made perfect in weakness." This verse reminds us that our weaknesses are not obstacles to God. They're opportunities for His power to shine through us. Imagine a small sapling trying to withstand a strong wind. On its own, it would surely snap. But when it's supported by a sturdy stake, it can weather the storm and grow stronger. This is what it's like to walk in God's strength. We're not facing life's storms alone. We're supported by His unshakable power. Walking in God's strength means relying on Him in every situation. It's about turning to Him first, rather than as a last resort. Psalm 46, verse 1 declares, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." This verse assures us that God's strength is always available to us, especially in times of trouble. We don't have to wait until we're at our wit's end to tap into His power. To walk in God's strength, we need to stay connected to Him through prayer and His Word. Just as a branch can't bear fruit unless it remains connected to the vine, we can't access God's strength if we're disconnected from Him. John 15, verse 5 says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in Me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without Me, you can do nothing." This verse emphasizes the importance of maintaining a close relationship with God to experience His strength in our lives. Walking in God's strength also involves obedience to His will. When we align our actions with God's commands, we position ourselves to receive His power. Joshua 1 verse 9 encourages us, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." This verse links God's presence and strength with our obedience to His commands. As we step out in faith to follow God's leading, we'll find His strength empowering us. My dear friends, walking in God's strength doesn't mean we'll never feel weak or tired. Even Jesus experienced weariness during His earthly ministry. The difference is in how we respond to our weakness. Instead of trying harder in our own power, we learn to rest in God's strength. Isaiah 40, verse 31 promises. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This verse reveals that God's strength is renewed in us as we wait on Him, trusting in His timing and provision. Walking in God's strength also means facing our fears with courage. Many of us are held back by fear, unable to step into the fullness of what God has for us. But 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 reminds us, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse assures us that fear doesn't come from God. Instead, He equips us with His power, love, and self-discipline to overcome our fears. Another aspect of walking in God's strength is perseverance in difficult times. Life will have its challenges, but God's strength enables us to endure and grow through them. James 1, verses 2 to 3, encourages us, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." These verses remind us that trials, when faced with God's strength, can produce spiritual growth and maturity in us. Walking in God's strength also involves serving others. As we receive God's strength, we're empowered not just for our own benefit, but to be a blessing to those around us. 1 Peter 4 verse 11 instructs, "If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ." This verse encourages us to serve others with the strength God provides, bringing glory to Him through our actions. My friends, walking in God's strength is a daily choice. Each morning, we have the opportunity to surrender our weakness and receive His strength anew. As we do this consistently, we'll find ourselves growing stronger in faith, more resilient in trials, and more effective in serving God and others. Remember, God's strength is not just for spiritual giants or biblical heroes. It's available to each one of us who chooses to lean on Him. As we continue our journey of faith, may we learn to walk more fully in the strength that only God can provide. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Sovereign Lord, I come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, I thank you for your constant presence in my life, for being my rock and my fortress. I'm grateful for your unwavering love and the strength you provide when I am weak. Thank you for the countless blessings you've poured out upon me, both seen and unseen. Father, I come before you with a humble heart, asking for forgiveness for my sins. Forgive me for the times I've tried to carry my burdens alone, refusing to lean on you. I forgive those who have hurt me, releasing all anger, bitterness, and resentment. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, teach me to trust you completely, to surrender every aspect of my life to your will. Help me to let go of my need for control and to rest in your perfect plan for me. Strengthen my faith, that I may lean on you in every circumstance. In the name of Jesus, I declare that fear has no hold over me. I rebuke anxiety and worry, binding them in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Father, empower me to walk in your strength each day. Let your Holy Spirit guide my steps and fill me with your divine power. Help me to face challenges with courage, knowing that you are always with me. Lord, I pray for healing in my body, mind, and spirit. Touch every cell, every organ, and every system in my body with your healing power, restoring me to full health. Heal the wounds of my past and renew my mind with your truth. I pray for protection against every attack of the enemy. Lord, shield me from harm. Guard my heart and mind and surround me with your angels. Protect me from deception and guide me always in your truth. Almighty God, I lift up my loved ones to you. Extend these same blessings of trust, surrender, and strength to them. Heal them, protect them, and draw them closer to you each day. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne. Unite us in faith. Strengthen our bonds as brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us to support one another as we learn to lean on you fully. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to be your witnesses in this world. We declare victory over every obstacle, claiming the promises that you've given us. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your love that never fails. Lord, protect us from all evil and deliver us from all accidents and negative incidents. Lead us in a plain path and guide us in your perfect will. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.